Yes, you can turn back the clock. It's the Growing Younger Radio Show with Dr. Vernon F. Williams, board certified and fellowship trained with the American Academy of Anti-Aging, Regenerative and Functional Medicine, and founder of San Antonio's Wellness and Aesthetics Medical Center. It's time to turn back the clock with Dr. Williams. The truth shall set you free.
Hello, this is Dr. Vernon F. Williams. You're listening to Growing Younger, The Truth Shall Set You Free, on News Talk 550 KTSA Radio, San Antonio, Texas. All the opinions expressed on this program are mine. They are not necessarily the opinions of News Talk 550 KTSA Radio or their affiliates. The phone number to call in is 210-559-5959. That's 210-559-5959. You can also email me at vfwillimd@twaamc.com. That's vfwillimd@twaamc.com. Tonight, we are going to be discussing something called neurofeedback or neurointegration training or biofeedback. They are all the same. For more information, you can call the Wellness and Aesthetic Medical Center at 210-495-8558. That's the Wellness and Aesthetic Medical Center at 210-495-8558. 8558 or on the internet at www.feel29.com. That's feel29.com. I want to remind you that my book, Grow Younger Like Me, Feel 29 Again and Again, is now available through Amazon and through Barnes & Noble's, or you can get it on the internet at www.growyoungeragain.com. Now, if you go to the website, growyoungeragain.com, you will get an autographed copy with your name on it if you would like that. All right, I just want to remind you that this year, over 750,000 people will die of heart disease. Another 550,000 will die of cancer. 100,000 will die from adverse effects of legally prescribed FDA-approved drugs. That's correct. 100,000 will die from adverse effects of legally prescribed FDA-approved drugs. 23 million will be diagnosed with type 2 diabetes this year. 23 million. In 1950, there was a total of 1 million people with type 2 diabetes in the United States. Last year, there were over 350 million visits to physicians, but an astounding 420 million visits to alternative medical practitioners. That's correct. More people saw alternative medical practitioners than physicians because physicians put band-aids on things. Alternative medical practitioners try to fix the problem. Well, we're going to talk about neurofeedback. So what is neurofeedback? Neurofeedback is a type of biofeedback that uses EEG or electroencephalography to provide a signal that can be used by a person to receive feedback about brain activity. The EEG signal is fed into a computer software. First, then the feedback happens after that. Usually a movie or music or a game, it is returned to the person being trained. This feedback loop can produce changes in brainwave activity. The process used to adjust the brainwave activity is known as operant conditioning, which is a method where rewards for positive behavior increase learning capabilities. The concept is fairly simple. The computer monitors your brainwaves while you watch a movie or listen to music or play a game. When deviations from normal brainwave activity occur, the computer triggers an audio or visual or game cue that alerts the patient that they are outside of normal ranges. These cues are received by the brain, which subconsciously adjusts itself back to a normal pattern to make sure that the cue stops, because the brain is being rewarded by the movie showing or the music playing or the sport or the game going on. With enough repetition of this process, the brain eventually learns to stay in the normal range on its own without the computer. With the brain function normally on its own, symptoms of irregular brain activities will decline. It has been well documented in literature that people who suffer neurologic problems have abnormal brain waves in certain areas of the brain. For instance, using EEG brain maps have shown that people with ADD have elevated delta brain waves, while those who suffer from depression have elevated alpha waves. Those with anxiety will have elevated beta waves. When I say waves, brain waves. While those suffering from memory loss usually have decreased theta brain waves. Training the brain using neurofeedback can change these brain waves over time, adjusting them into normal, healthy ranges. It can improve alertness, attention, emotional regulation, behavior, cognitive function, and mental flexibility. So, using neurofeedback, you can change a lot of the problems in our society. When the brain moves back into normal ranges, users will often see a reduction in symptoms. The best part of neurofeedback is that results are often permanent. That's correct, permanent, allowing a person to reduce or even eliminate medications altogether. So that means if you have depression or anxiety or ADD, you know, what's the problem with those things? Is that people take medications for the rest of their life. When you do neurofeedback, it can help you get off those medications so you don't have to do that. So where medications only manage the symptoms, the goal of neurofeedback is to address the underlying cause and restore normal brainwave functions. For over 40 years, the accepted treatment for neurologic symptoms have been the use of medications. The disadvantage to medicating the brain is becoming widely known. Side effects are common, and stopping the medication often results in a return of symptoms. As a matter of fact, most people who have depression or anxiety or ADD, ADHD, or chronic, or people who have post-traumatic stress disorder, what they tell you is that after a while, the medicine doesn't work, and they have to increase the dosage, or if they don't have to increase the dose, they have to add other medications to help the effect. So patients are becoming increasingly frustrated with high-cost medications that do not offer a long-term resolution to their symptoms. There are other ways to change the brain that are non-invasive and more natural. Now, we all know that food you eat and exercise are all critical to brain function, but this is often not enough to alleviate more serious conditions of the brain. Neurofeedback is a non-surgical, non-invasive option to medications. Research shows that neurofeedback is yielding positive results for many people with debilitating neurological symptoms. Neurofeedback has been shown to be incredibly powerful when done right with a licensed practitioner like myself. There are many case studies of people who have changed their lives for the better using this new technology. Research has shown people of all ages seeing dramatic improvement in ADHD, anger, mood problems, anxiety, depression, migraines, seizures, and more. Results like these have become very common, and it's become hard to ignore. Neurofeedback is not an instant process. It takes time for the brain to change and learn. Often many sessions are needed to see any results, but often once clients are functioning better and have fewer symptoms, they can reduce their reliance on medication. Neurofeedback has been proven to change the brain, to change timing in the brain. It's published in many scientific literature. It is used by thousands of licensed healthcare professionals around the world. It could be the most important new tool available to mental and neurological health. How does neurofeedback work? Neurofeedback utilizes a non-invasive technique for monitoring brain activities. Small sensors are attached to specific areas of the head using paste. Once new integration software records the brain waves and displays the data in real time. During this time, the patients watch the movie or listen to the music. The software compares the incoming brain wave to that of an optimal brain wave in the targeted range. If the brain waves deviate from the normal range, it triggers the audio or video to fade. The brain automatically detects this and refocuses itself back into the proper range. Training sessions usually last 30 minutes, and this process is repeated hundreds of times per session. You know, the brain is a learning machine. Through operant conditioning, the brain is rewarded when the audio or video returns to normal. Eventually, the brain learns to stay in the healthy range without the reward stimulus and is able to sustain normal activity independent of a computer. This is achieved by reconnecting functional pathways in the brain. Neurofeedback does not target any specific disorder. Its purpose is to change timing and activation patterns in the brain. This improves brain regulation, which can impact a variety of symptoms. Different symptoms require triggering different areas of the brain. The software is designed to target specific areas of the brain according to a patient's symptoms. How many sessions are needed? There is no magic number. Just as every person is unique, the number of sessions will vary according to each person. Noticeable results typically occur between the first and the 10th session. In general, 20 to 40 sessions are needed for the results to become permanent. Symptoms in some people will resolve in a shorter time. Some require more training, some less. The goal is to complete enough sessions to ensure consistent and lasting benefits. A brain map can be generated at any time between sessions so that you can visualize the changes that are going or to make any adjustments to the treatment that's needed. Now, before we go into questions and answers, let's go ahead and remind you that you are listening to Growing Younger, The Truth Shall Set You Free by Dr. Vernon F. Williams. On News Talk 550 KTSA Radio, San Antonio, Texas. The call-in number is 210-559-5959. You can also email me at vfwillimd@twaamc.com. That's vfwillimd@twaamc.com. Now, we are talking about neurofeedback. For more information, you can call the Wellness and Aesthetic Medical Center at 210-495-8558, 210-495-8558, or on the internet at www.feel29.com. That's feel, F-E-E-L, 29.com. Want to remind you that you can get my book, Grow Younger Like Me, Feel 29 Again and Again, at Barnes & Noble's, at Amazon, at also on iTunes. You could also get it at my website, growyoungeragain.com, growyoungeragain.com. If you'd like an autographed copy with your name on it, then you need to go to growyoungeragain.com and we'll send you an autographed copy. Now, we're talking about neurofeedback. So the question is, what is neurofeedback or neurointegration training? Well, neurointegration training is the same thing as neurofeedback, but with some enhancement. With our system, we use light stimulation called photic stimulation technology to improve the neurofeedback process. Glasses, light glasses, are used to help stimulate the brain and trigger the system more accurately. This results in a better session and can increase results. Neurointegration training and neurofeedback address problems of improper brain regulation and helps your brain to regulate itself properly over time. Self-regulation is a necessary part of proper brain function. How is neurointegration training helpful? Well, neurointegration training has one purpose, to change timing and activation patterns in the brain. It does not target any condition, but instead slowly guides your brain back to normal ranges, reconnecting the neural pathways that have been disconnected. The result is an improvement in brain regulation, which in turn impacts a variety of symptoms. Well, let's talk a little bit about what are brain waves. Your brain produces four primary types of brain waves: beta, alpha, theta, and delta. Beta is primarily active during your awake state, which is the majority of your day. Alpha has to do with your subconscious and is dominant during relaxed states, when your eyes are closed, but you are not asleep. Theta is present briefly during the period before you fall asleep and before you fully wake up. Delta is primarily active when you are asleep. All these brain waves are equally important to your health, and neurological disorders can be attributed to specific brain wave activities. For example, when you have brain irregularities caused by a head injury, your brain may have too much frontal theta or delta being produced when you are supposed to be alert and awake. By retraining these abnormal patterns in the affected areas, symptoms can be improved or eliminated. How long does a training take? As we said before, We recommend and we do 30-minute sessions. We do 2 to 4 sessions per week. Some can benefit almost immediately, while others may need a series of sessions to stabilize the brainwave activities. The number of total sessions depends on the type of problem, the age of the person, and then many other factors. Depression will usually see results faster with depression, and autism will require more significant time. So therefore, to recap this, we do 30-minute sessions 2 to 4 times per week, and you can see some benefits immediately, some later. What determines how many treatments you need is your age. Young people get better much quicker than older people because their behavior is not as learned as older people. Depression, you see results faster than you do with autism. And yes, we can help with autism with this. How would you feel after a session? Depending on what frequency is being trained, clients generally report feeling more relaxed and focused after their sessions. Will the training last or is it temporary? The type of neurofeedback training we offer here is permanent. Neurofeedback helps to improve functions such as concentration, short-term memory, speech, motor skills, sleep, energy level, and emotional balance. Can your feedback help with ADD and ADHD? Yes, most definitely. Recent studies suggest that individuals with ADD and ADHD tend to have elevated theta wave brainwaves activity and low levels of beta brainwave activity. Symptoms of ADD and ADHD are usually reduced when brainwave activity is changed. Neurofeedback is commonly used as an adjunct or alternative treatment to medication and behavior management. Who can benefit from neurofeedback? Neurofeedback is intended for people with neurological and nervous system condition. Things that we normally help with is ADD, ADHD, addiction to drugs and alcohol, anxiety, autism, bipolar disorder, depression, chronic fatigue, brain chronic pain, seizures or epilepsy, fibromyalgia, head injuries, insomnia, memory loss, migraines, OCD, obsessive compulsive behavior, post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD, sleep disorders, and many other conditions. It's important to know that neurofeedback does not specifically target any disorder. Instead, neurofeedback changes timing and activation patterns in the brain. The goal is to slowly guide your brain back into normality, into normal, healthy ranges, and reconnect neural patterns that have been disconnected. The result is an improvement in brain regulation, which in turn impacts a variety of symptoms. So let's get into a few of these symptoms individually. ADD, ADHD. More kids and adults with ADD and ADHD are using neurofeedback than any other problem. Experienced clinicians estimate that at a minimum, they have significant impact with 80 to 85% of these patients who complete 30 to 40 training sessions. It is the most commonly treated because it's the easiest problem to deal with. ADD, ADHD is often more different symptoms rolled into one symptom. There are some practical reasons why ADD and ADHD is the most common use for neurofeedback. Well, number one, parents are far more motivated to help their children succeed than to help themselves. Number two, increasing concerns that putting a child on medication for years is not a good thing. Patients want an alternative that works. Number three, for many kids, medication don't work as well. They have side effects, make the kids feel less normal, or create more problems. Number four, there are thousands of neurofeedback studies, success stories around the country. Many clinicians are adding neurofeedback because patients are asking for it or talking about it. There is solid published research on ADD, ADHD, and neurofeedback. There is increased awareness of the role of the brain in ADHD. In the last 5 years, every magazine seems to have had a brain image picture on its cover. As a result, neurofeedback as a brain-based intervention doesn't seem so foreign anymore, and there is much more openness towards this concept. Anxiety. Many clinicians say generalized anxiety is one of the first symptoms to start responding to training. There's been significant improvement in typically 80 to 90% of people who are trained with biofeedback. Results, though, is dependent very much on what other disorders may exist along with anxiety. because with anxiety, there could be many complex other coexisting problems that can make the anxiety a problem. Autism can be affected by neurofeedback. The common effects of neurofeedback produces notable results quickly in these severely affected populations. Due to the extreme nature of autism, you need significant amount of treatments to take care of this problem. Bipolar disorder, that is very, very helpful with neurofeedback. Depression, neurofeedback helps with depression. It doesn't take as many treatments help with depression, but it's a significant improvement with depression. Helps with migraines also. We're running low on time, so I just want to remind you that if you are interested in neurofeedback, we do neurofeedback. We have patients who come from all over Texas to get neurofeedback training at our center. And you can find out more about neurofeedback at our website, www.field29.com, or you can call the Wellness and Aesthetic Medical Center at 210-495-8558, 210-495-8558. I want to remind my book, Grow Younger Like Me, Field 29 Again and Again, is now available at Barnes & Noble, at Amazon, and on iTunes. You can also get it from the website growyoungeragain.com. If you go to that website, you'll get an autographed copy with your name by me at growyoungeragain.com. Thank you all very much. Have a wonderful day, and we will see you next week.